There is nothing in science more fun than discovery. Whether it's discovering something that's just new to you, but even more when it's new to the rest of the planet. When I was a graduate student, I was assigned a project to look over old glass photographic plates and look at the spectrum of stars that were on there, because the light went into a prism before it hit the photographic plate. So all the starlight was spread out. And I was looking for certain special signs in the spectra. So for day after day, I would start on the left side of the plate and slowly scan to the right, and then come back from right to left looking for anything that was unusual. Sometimes these were absorption lines. Sometimes they were emission lines. One day, as I'm scanning through, I'd done several left-right scans, and I get to the end of a scan, and I take a look, and there is this bright line spectrum sitting there, all by itself, that I'd never seen this type before. It was an emission line that was 3 times broader than any other line I'd looked at for all these weeks. And there was no background behind it. Most spectra, if there's a bright line, there's a bright spectrum underneath it. There was nothing. This was unusual, and I couldn't figure it out. And I showed it to my mentor, and we thought it was something maybe highly reddened, so we couldn't see the spectrum underneath, but it was still a little unusual. I wrote it up, published it. Nothing happened for a while, just one of many discoveries. But a couple of years later, I was talking with somebody in another state, and he was saying, "Oh, by the way, we're looking at your star." And I'm going, "Which one?" And he goes, "Well, we found some radio waves and maybe some x-rays coming from this one spot, and it matches up with the star you found a couple of years ago." To make a long story short, it's now a star that I discovered, but it's not a star. It's the only known microquasar in the Milky Way galaxy. And then through the years, I've been watching other people research it, trying to figure it out. It's like watching one's child go exploring, grow up, and have people find out more about it. It's just so cool to discover something that nobody else has seen before, and nobody else still hasn't seen. It's the only one.